Well, Michigan has found itself once again near the bottom of national rankings, a troubling pattern that Detroit News Assistant Editorial Page Editor Caitlin Buss says is a result of nearly 7 years of what she calls failed policies under Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Democratic leadership in Lansing. Now, in a recent op-ed, she drew parallels to Michigan's so-called lost decade under former Governor Jennifer Granholm and argues the next governor will face the same challenge of cleaning up the mess. And joining us now is Caitlin Buss from the Detroit News. Caitlin, it's nice to have you back on JR Morning.
Thank you, Roy. Good to be with you.
And, you know, you paint a pretty bleak picture of Michigan standing right now, like from jobs to education to infrastructure. What do you think is the most urgent ranking we should care about changing first?
That's a good question. You know, I do think that most of this follows jobs and opportunities. So I think you have to deal with the environment around jobs, the regulatory environment, the tax environment, and get that as right as you can. And the jobs and the education, the families will follow, and the population growth will follow from that. But I do think education is also equally as important. And that's something that they can work on right now. You know, we don't need more people to work on accountability measures and getting our education performance up. Both those things at the same time, really.
I know you draw a clear line from the Granholm years to today under Gretchen Whitmer. What do you see is the biggest policy misstep that connects these two eras?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and that's from just having lived through it. And it was frustrating to me the first time that we went through it. And now it seems that it's kind of becoming more the permanent status of the state. You know, you expect people to leave, look for jobs elsewhere once they graduate, perhaps from college. To me, overturning right to work was just a seminal failure. I think we're the only state to rescind it once it was passed into law in the past 60 years. That's one data point of just, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea if 49, you know, or 25 other states of the ones that have passed right to work are not taking this policy back. I also think increasing the personal income tax was just, you know, a huge insult to Michigan voters, especially after COVID, everything that businesses and people went through in this state to punish them that way was, I just thought really, you know, tone deaf, if nothing else, but has an impact on people's wallets and an impact on what businesses decide to do and if they decide to grow here. And they're just not. The population numbers are very concerning. You know, to me, it's a trend that will be very hard to reverse. You know, people keep leaving the state. And even the policies that Whitmer has suggested to stem that tide involve higher taxes. So I don't know, you know, I don't see much hope on the horizon for her the rest of her term.
You do a deep dive into what Indiana is doing and why Indiana is getting new business applications, why its population is growing. What are they doing differently?
Well, just like I said, you know, they've, excuse me, my throat, they've kept right to work in place. They have, you know, I think it's a 3.05 income tax rate, you know, and they've been doing some other things. They've been, you know, creating city centers. They have, you know, the same kind of mentality. Let's make this an attractive place for, you know, younger people, college grads, people wanting to grow families, you know, wanting to live in. But they've made their regulatory and business environment, you know, far more welcoming than Michigan has. And it's, you know, Ohio had some kind of similar competition with Michigan or has over the past few decades and has been able to attract a lot of people from Michigan. And now Indiana is as well. You know, it's not far. I think especially following COVID and how a lot of businesses were treated here, you know, they either made the decision to close or move. We've also seen a lot of people go to Florida. You know, that's a bigger trek. But the trend is moving out of Michigan to these other states with lower taxes and better growth environments.
So your piece, you talk about Rick Snyder and how Michigan needs a Rick Snyder again, a 2.0 of Rick Snyder. Is that possible in 2025? Does that exist?
Is there someone in the race now?
Yeah,
feels
right.
Like a unicorn at this point.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it was, you know, as much to get people interested in the article as anything else, because I don't think there's necessarily
mission accomplished, Caitlin. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. I don't think there's another guy just like Rick Snyder out there, except Rick Snyder is still out there. He wanted to, you know, and he's been involved in various ways, I know, in trying to get the state back on track. And I think it's interesting he has become more concerned as the years go on and he's seen key pieces of his legacy and what, you know, Republicans were able to put through the legislature fall away. I do think, you know, we have a healthy field of gubernatorial candidates at this point. And, you know, maybe it was a small audience that it was written for, but I really hope that some of those candidates, you know, are very serious about getting specific about what they would try to push and about getting a coalition behind them that would push us in a pro-growth direction again, because even the split legislature is, you know, hard to get any real traction through. So we really need a leader who, you know, has that political coalition that they can build behind them, but also has the will, you know, to do some of these hard things. And we've heard some of these candidates say they're going to do this. I just think they really need to be specific. I think that's what people want to hear.
Speaking with Caitlin Buss, assistant editorial page editor for the Detroit News. And Caitlin, you know, some voters might hear this and think, okay, here we go again. You cut taxes, shrink government, same old song. How do you respond to people who worry that a pro-business approach will leave working families behind?
Mm-hmm. You know, that is a concern. I think what is it? Once you had right to work passed, you saw union membership really substantially drop. And even some of those union families are not for, you know, us rescinding right to work. So they enjoyed that freedom that they had, even though, you know, they may, you know, support Democrat policies in general and you know, enjoy some of the things that the union did. I think it was the coercion of that a lot of people didn't like. Look, Michigan has, you know, a pretty wide safety net for people. You know, even Rick Snyder expanded Medicaid. So there are policies out there that we can make sure working families have what they need. I do think we need to strengthen our middle class. But just like I said, you know, manufacturing and the basis that Michigan has for its economy tend to strengthen the middle class anyway. So if we're drawing in more of those businesses, if we're drawing in more of those workers who want to come here, you know, we're going to have the right policies to support them anyway. I think the biggest thing that we have right now is just we're just losing people. And, you know, that's going to have a huge impact on our representation in Congress. It already has. It just diminishes Michigan's clout and its ability to stand up for itself, you know, and its entire worker base in general.
All right, Caitlin Buss, assistant editorial page editor for the Detroit News. Thanks for that deep dive. Really appreciate your time this Monday morning.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
So, you know, I'm wondering between, you know, we do have an independent there. We have a mm-hmm. Republican and Democrat candidates. Mm-hmm. You know, do we have that Rick Snyder 2.0 in the mix?
Yeah, maybe. I just think it's at some point it's going to be a math game, which is something I've never been very good at. But at some point it's a math game. It's yeah. Like, can Mike Duggan, you know, if he takes this moderate independent approach, can he get the numbers?
Yeah.
And that's just something we just don't know yet.
Coming up, a major labor dispute has escalated at McLaren-Macomb Hospital. We'll talk about it at 8:05 on JR Morning.